Hey people, this is Aram. Ever wanted to play a game with me? Well, now you can. Starting October 1st, I'll be running games for our Patreon supporters. We'll have two tiers available, a pair of one-shot adventures every month that rotate games and settings, and a continuous Dungeons & Dragons campaign that plays twice a month. We're also giving our amazing Jade supporters a free trial of our one-shot games, so look for the invitation in your email. Our one-shots will rotate through worlds and systems and is a great way to try out something new or to have a unique experience with a game you already know. Our continuous campaign will be set in the Godsfall world, where players create members of the Line, powerful mortals who have sworn to keep the balance between humanity and the gods. Everyone who signs up for our online games will also get access to all of our Patreon bonus content, including behind-the-scenes videos, interviews with the cast, monthly mini-adventures and settings, print-ready art, and early access to podcasts and video streams. So check us out at patreon.com/Vardian. We're also giving away a Waterdeep prize pack consisting of Waterdeep Dragon Heist and Dungeon of the Mad Mage, as well as an amazing set of rainbow dice. So stop by twitter.com/godsfall to enter for your chance to win. Now back to the show.
My name is Michael. My pronouns are he, him. I play Zion Preeton, a level 7 human sorcerer.
My name is Joe. My pronouns are he, him. I play Lord Haldir Loran, a 7th level high elf warlock.
My name is Doug. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Doronat, the level 7 halfling rogue.
My name's Kelly, and I play Rena Falvel, a 6th level wild elf ranger.
When we last left our heroes, Doro had teleported to Queen Cyrene's ship, which was anchored off the moon coast of Wessel, 3 days ahead of the rest of the party. Caitlin had heard Lord Haldir Loran in the dream space and pulled him with her back to Steelbeard. The rest of her friends are still getting used to the new god of war, and some are more wary than others. You have now had a lovely night's rest. In fact, you've had 3 nights of rest because you've been training. Para's been actually incredibly helpful. He's a decent warrior, and he has been kind of nice to you, to be honest. Like, he seems like a genuine kid, you know? And it's your third day. You've gotten used to it now, so you know a Steelbeard knows exactly the temperature of water you want, and there's the towel where you want it, and there's, like, couple pheasant eggs and whatever waiting for you.
Best slave I've ever had.
and happy. And he's like, he's just happy to serve. Yeah.
Am I like waking up in the morning? Third day?
Yeah, you've got this all laid out. Again, the ship knows you at this point. The third day and it's morning.
I get up in the morning. I maybe have like a bruise or two when I let Para hit me, you know.
So you're a nice back, kind of. I mean, in your own way.
In my own way.
Yeah. Subconscious. He's like, it's undertowing happening. It's just, yeah. I'm kind of being nice.
Yeah. Also, it's been 3 solid days of training. It was exhausting, you know. No matter what. Yeah.
True. Yeah. I put on my clothes. I wash my face. Put on my clothes and head up. Head up to the deck.
And Para is already up there. He is stretching and running and just looks happy as can be, even though it is like just the crack of morning. It's like, hey, Haldir, hey.
He really rises with the sun.
It's such a good day. I mean, there's a lot of good days, but this is a good day.
So we're arriving today?
Well, as you say that and you look out, you can see the moon coast. You can see the coastline coming up.
Yeah. Can they see our ship?
You know what? Roll perception.
We weren't real, camouflage-y or anything.
There was no place to hide it. Yeah.
A six plus, where is my perception?
Para doesn't see it either.
Five, right? Yeah, five, so 11.
Okay. Well, you're kind of searching, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, the face appears behind you. Land ho! Super loud.
And it's like, hey, I'm awake already.
Right, and then you, like, hear it echoing, like where you are, like, land ho, you know, land ho. And then the sails kind of pull in a bit, and he turns sideways. And as he turns sideways, you can now see Queen Cyrena's ship anchored about half a mile offshore. Imagine Rena's up as well.
I'm in the crow's nest.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to turn to Para and say, tell me who we're going to see.
What do you mean? Like, oh, our friends?
Your friends.
Oh, well, Doro, who is, he's the guy to travel, and he's a halfling.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're going to see okay, so there's my friend Silena, and there's Joshua. Yeah, and there's Joshua. They're our friends, and they're there too. We're gonna go see them, and that's their ship. That's a royal ship that they took. They took that royal ship, and then they brought it here.
So I would know about Queen Cyrena, right?
Of course.
Yes, absolutely. All
right. It's like the worst subterfuge ever, basically.
Yes, you would.
So I look, I say, Queen Cyrena.
She's a queen. She's a queen. Well, we don't see, you know, we see her as a friend, but yeah. Yes, she Queen Cyrena. Yeah. That's her ship.
Wait, can I hear all this from the crow's nest?
Yes, you absolutely can. Hear every single word of it. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Queen Cyrena is searching for an artifact.
I come flipping out of the crow's nest. Like, I don't know what, but I'm like acrobating down.
Yeah. It's like basically Cirque de Soleil all the way down, then wham, landing right in between them. That's enough, Para.
Yeah. Yeah. Para, I think you should go get breakfast.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll get breakfast. All right. Yeah.
Is Zion on the deck?
No.
Okay. So
I'm asleep.
He always sleeps in.
Yeah. He always sleeps in.
A. He always sleeps in. B. He's sick.
Okay. Yeah. Steelbeard.
Yes. Yes.
Can you tell me when Zion's awake, please?
Sure. Well, hang on. And then below here, like, Zion. Zion. Zion, you're awake.
Man, that's really creepy, Steelbeard. No, look, I told you not to show up in our room.
Well, it was so
embarrassing last time.
I don't know how to wake you up otherwise. I have to come down and say, look.
Fine, whatever.
Well, Lord Haldir.
I'm awake now.
Oh,
what?
Well, okay. Well, hi. Sorry. Man, so mad with you in the morning. Listen, Lord Haldir has some questions, and he asked me to tell him when you woke up, and that's
I guess I'm awake
weird
now.
State. Yes, okay, you are. I will report back.
Tell him I will be there in a moment.
Oh, yep, I will do that. Okay, wow. Okay, and then it's like the whole mask kind of rotates as his face rotates around it, and then he comes back up. He's like, he is awake now. He is very much awake.
How many 17-year-old boys would like to have a sentient creature appear in their fucking room?
Steelbeard, I could have been masturbating.
I know.
I mean, you could just leave. You could leave like a sock on the tree, right? I mean, there's ways you could do this, you know.
You just won't see me for the next hour.
Right,
okay.
Exactly.
Don't look.
Okay.
I gotta go polish the hardwood, if you know what I mean, Steelbeard.
Right, yeah.
All right, so Zion puts on his clothes and goes up deck.
So you walk out onto the deck. Steelbeard is now sailing north along the horizontal to the coastline and towards Queen Cyrena's ship.
So I go up to Zion and I say, "Can we talk?"
Yes, I'm here. I guess I'm awake. How can I help you, Haldir?
Is there anybody else around?
Well, Steelbeard. It's kind of nice, like it's kind of like looking back and forth. Yeah.
Besides the ever presence.
Right.
And Rena and
Para went to
Para
breakfast.
Para were up top. But
we went to breakfast. We were like, we kind of looked at both of them. We're like, let's go get some food. Yeah. Yeah.
Basically, it was me like being like, Para, we're gonna go get breakfast with like the eyebrows raised. Like,
well, I've already eaten. Okay, we're good. Yeah.
You forgot. You need to get some water. Hydration.
Yeah, I'm so unhydrated. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, okay.
I look at Zion and I say, okay, It's been 3 days. I know you don't have great reason to trust me. But if I'm going to be any use to you, I need to know what's happening.
Well, our first objective right now is to meet up with some friends of ours in Hogsfeet. You'll meet the rest of us then. The rest that we have assembled. As you know, we've found you for the very same reason. We're trying to gather the powered ones of this world so that we can fight a greater evil. Did you have any specific question?
I did. Who are we going to meet?
We're going to meet, well, I suppose my greatest friend, Doro. He's the god of travel.
And Queen Cyrena?
She is likely among his number.
And what are they going to get?
We are searching for items that might help us in this holy quest.
I understand that you don't trust me. But you understand that if I am going to be helpful to you, I am going to find out what's going on one way or another. I know that came off as a threat. It's not supposed to
be
a threat.
Oh, really?
That's.
I wonder if you'll find that from the bottom of the sea.
That's. The fact is, when we arrive, I'm going to find out who's there. If I'm going to help you find the artifact, assuming we do find the artifact, I'm going to find out what that artifact is. It's helpful for me to be able to be helpful for you. In order to do that, I need to know more specifics about what these things are that I'm inevitably going to be finding out anyway.
Rena and Para have plates and are like at the door, like listening as they're shoving food in their mouth. Yeah.
And I'm just like, shh, Para, shh. Okay, stop mumbling so loudly.
Okay. He's just eating potato chips. Crunch. Crunch.
Just switch to bread, please.
Okay, okay. I think we should do an opposed roll of persuasion versus insight.
Who's trying to persuade whom?
He's persuading me.
Oh, yes.
To give him more stuff. I'm trying to see if I think that he's trying to fuck me over.
Yep, that's fair.
I'd like to do my power thing too, please.
Yeah.
This is the time.
My what's the hell they call
the
it?
Your army.
My know thy enemy, as well.
Roll it.
That's more than 12. Seven. No, not more than 12. So then I do a separate roll for persuasion.
Right. Yes, correct.
Yeah. That's a 6. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Yeah. Okay. So I need to ask you your frame of mind then to explain to me as far as what I'm like when I'm looking in your eyes and I'm looking at the wrinkles on the side of your eyes, what I notice, are you trying to fuck me over here, basically?
With those questions?
Mm-hmm.
No, I have no specific intent to fuck you over.
Yeah.
I might have general intent to fuck you over.
Right.
Maybe that's rubbing off.
But I don't know if that's true either. I don't think that's true either. No, there's no specific intent to fuck you over.
I look into Haldir's eyes, and I watch the movements of his forefinger and third finger on the side of his hip. Well, you know, these are little tells, you know. And I'm a bit judgmental.
Just a bit.
And I want to bring him in. To the fold because we need him.
Yep.
Well, Haldir, as we're just talking now, the two of us, I'm going to level with you. You're not the first, I guess we're calling ourselves godlings. It doesn't really make much sense. Emerging gods that I have met. Amongst our number, I've met another who really caused us major pain, who said she was on our side and then turned against us. But then maybe she's with us again. I don't know what's going to happen in a year, but I do know for a fact what is going to happen. We have foreseen a series of events through our visions in the Union, through our visions throughout our travels. If we do not stand against them, we will all die.
The Dark One will come, and then like Caitlin's just there, like standing next to you all.
With her food?
Right, exactly, yeah. The Dark One will come and kill us all in horrible, horrible ways. I've seen some of them. They're awful. They're awful. So we have to stop that, right?
So you will forgive me in being a little bit cautious with you when we discuss where we're going and what we're doing. She had her own objectives. We all have our own objectives. Look, I have my own objectives. All I know is that we must stand together in this. And to get ready for that, we must amass the greatest force we can against her. After a year, we can fight for the rest of the millennia, just as normal gods. if that's what you want.
What? Wait, why would you suggest that? Well, I mean, no.
Yeah, it sounds like a fair thing to say to an evil person.
Well, is he evil?
Sorry. okay, back to it. Sorry.
We need a cleric, God. We just need a cleric.
Where is our cleric?
Wait, you have one.
Yeah, but yes. Does Sarah sense evil?
No.
Yeah, then we don't have the cleric.
Fair enough.
Right, no, as far as I'm concerned, he's not evil, whatever. After that, we can go our separate ways, whatever needs to be done. I'd rather if we left as friends. But we're not leaving anywhere if we don't stop this. In order for it to happen, we must gather all of these artifacts of power, and we must find all of the others like us to be able to continue our holy mission to continue the world.
Yeah, if the queen has the queen gets stronger with the things, more things, and she gets more strong, and then she's the god queen, and it will balance things, you know, because everything's kind of not balanced right now. And then we all get together, and we do the bridge, and then we can attack her. You've done the bridge, right?
She's just plot dropping everywhere.
Have you ever bridged? I mean, that's a new word that we came up with. Have you ever combined your powers with another of your kind?
I have not.
Okay, hang on. And then she...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus
closes
Christ.
Closes her eyes.
Sorry.
Nightmare war. Nice meeting you.
She extends a hand, and you feel this energy pass from her about halfway between you and her. There's just this energy hanging in the air between you, and you feel like you could reach out with your own.
Hello, God's Fall listeners. This is Archon Mordok, demigod of balance and the dean at the Temple of Udea. I am here to formally invite you to listen and watch Rise of the Demigods, a story set 105 years in the past, just before the Great Gods War.
That's right, Dean Mordok. Hey, people, this is Slugs, the demigod of spiders, and I am also here to talk to you about Rise of the Demigods. Our story features me, along with all of my friends who are new students at the Temple of Udea.
The Rise of the Demigods story informs God's Fall, but does not reveal secrets, so you can listen to both shows without worrying that one will spoil the other.
You can also watch Rise of the Demigods every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central on twitch.com/godsfall. The cast and DM Vardian are live in chat and ready to answer any and all questions you have about the show. We have video and podcast archives of every single episode ready for you to watch and listen so you can get caught up whenever you want.
Links to the video and podcast versions of Rise are available on our website, demigodsfall.com, including YouTube, Twitch, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and the direct RSS feed.
So come by and check out me, Slugs, and find out what events led to the Great Gods War. Wait, the what now?
Don't worry about it, Slugs. You'll find out soon enough.
Caitlin?
Yeah.
Can you give me a minute?
Okay, hang on. And then just... It's okay, I'll be here.
So I look over at Zion. I told you when I first met you, if I can do something to prevent the world from being destroyed, I will. The decision we have to make now is what to do in the short term.
All right.
We have three options, the way I see them. Either you can confine me to the boat, you can not take me with you when we arrive, but let me go free, or you can take me with you.
I would rather you with us, if you would have it.
I would rather be with you. But for me to be the most effective...
Is he truthful when he says that? Can I, like, roll to see if he's truthful?
Yeah,
like,
sure. Okay. If you want to believe him, yeah. Okay.
For me to be most effective... Oh, sorry.
It's just a 13.
Yeah, you believe he's telling the truth.
Okay.
For me to be most effective, I need to know what we're walking into.
All right. So here's our mission. We're meeting up with Doro, the god of travel. We're meeting up with Cyrena. I'm sorry, how much do you know of Anian politics? You are, after all, from the Rhylandic noble family. I don't know.
I did, and I spent some time with Phryne, so I know I know some, though I am not as familiar with them as Queen Cyrena naturally would.
Right. So we have made the acquaintance of Queen Cyrena, God Queen Cyrena as was.
They must have met at some point. They
right?
must have.
Right?
Yeah.
He's a lord.
There's so many Rylandian unknown crosses.
Girl or something. When
yeah.
You were
well, it's been hundreds of years. So, like, how actually how old?
You're yeah. like 147 or something.
Yeah. And she's like 150.
So we definitely would
you
have met.
Definitely have met before, probably several times. Yeah. Like, there's like, you know, garden parties and other bullshit, and you would have met at some point.
No, she's not that old.
She's human. Isn't
oh,
she?
That's
human.
Right. She's a
she's
human.
Like, 18, 19 now.
So she must have been like a young kid.
Let's say, yeah, you met her once when she was like 11 in a hedge maze. They were having this big party and there was a hedge maze and there was this moment where you two bumped into each other and you're like, well, you know, hello. And you're kind of like semi-menacing way, right? You know? And
hello, little girl.
Right, yeah, yeah. Alone in a
I
hedge
see you're
maze.
Alone and lost in this hedge maze.
Yeah, totally, totally. So you guys have definitely
where
met
no
before.
No one can see you. Yes.
It's a shame you're so short at this age.
You'll find the hedges are quite tall.
Yes.
Yeah. So that definitely happened.
So what is your familiarity with Onion politics? I know you must have spent some time there.
I have spent some time there. I've been there every couple of years. I would attend with a delegation from Ryland. I met Queen Cyrena when she was a child. I would be surprised if she remembers me. And I spent some time, just a few days, with Queen Phryne.
Yes, we know her well. We left Ani on less than friendly...
amicable.
Yes, on less than amicable standards with Queen Phryne. We had been traveling with her for some time, but that is another godling that we're not entirely sure of her... goals or loyalty.
I can tell you her goals now are the well-being of the city.
Well, that's heartening. It's better that the city live than it not. She had married into the royal family, as I'm sure you're aware, and Queen Cyrena felt it necessarily to flee, as did we. We had not yet achieved the level of power that we have achieved now. We were very young in our abilities.
And Phryne said nothing about you guys. Nothing. So there's nothing to add on
me.
To.
Like,
that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Franny was really good at keeping a secret.
Yes. Well, obviously I'm not, and I'm giving it all away. Here we go.
You're better than Para.
Right.
Yeah.
There came a time when we needed to place Franny on the throne in order to stabilize the city. And so we did. It had its ups and downs. Amongst its downs were us fleeing for our very lives, and Queen Cyrena with us. But we had a greater fish to fry. We had a greater mission. We had visions of the Union and knew that there were things that we must do in order for the world to continue. And that's where we learned of so many things, of the way of the world, of the way of what is to come. We are to meet with Cyrena, who is a friend of ours. Perhaps she is no longer the queen, but she is very rich, and she is also... very capable with a sword. Also, she is attuned to the items of the ancient god of man. Well, not that ancient. 60 years, whatever. To me, ancient. I'm 17.
Me and Haldi are like...
She's rich and she's got a hell of a sword arm. She's like Batman.
Nice.
And she is attuned to all of the items of the god of aspiration. We've tracked down a number of those items... that formerly belonged to the God King, and she'll be able to wield them and aid us as, if not a god, very close to it.
And the more she gets, the stronger she gets. She can heal us, and she can jump, and what else can she do? She can jump and she can heal us, right?
Well, I don't know, Caitlin. You saw more of her items with her than I did.
Oh, it's true. Shoot. Well, she does other things, too, and they're really impressive. Like, some of the things she does are so impressive, you're not sure. Like, is that an ability, or are you just, like, really skilled? So it's hard to tell. But she can jump really high.
So we're meeting with her and her attendants, as well as Doro, the god of travel, who is a trusted friend. And I'm sure he'll be happy to meet you.
The people that are after you.
Who?
The people who are after you.
Who's after us?
You mentioned that you were being chased at some point.
Oh, that was a long time ago. Those were...
It's like 2 weeks ago.
No, it was like two months ago.
The Kadarians? The Kadarians was 2 months ago. The line was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but none of us have mentioned that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
But we did mention Kadar. So,
right, yeah.
Oh, you mean Kadar? Yes, of course you know of the political situation in my former country, Kadar. And they very much are upset about current state of events in which people like us are arising. So, of course, they'll do whatever they can to stop us.
And Rylan and Kadar really dislike each other even without that. Right. Like, you guys are not friends.
And it's possible that perhaps a month ago they could have stopped us, but now they can't.
The people who are like us, the other, what did you call them, godlings?
We've heard many words. The awakened, however you want to call it, emerging gods.
The other emerging gods. Are there any who are against you and your goals?
Yes. Well, I, of course, mentioned the first, well, true god, Chaos. But beyond that...
Well, the god of chaos, as far as you know, the god of chaos is in the World Storm. The god of death you think is a baddie because they did kill an entire village, set the rest of it on fire.
But they weren't really against us.
I think, no. Like,
no,
like,
there
are
they? No other gods that have
Tiago
actually...
Tiago Reis.
Yeah, Tiago Reis.
And the god of order. Sorry, the god of order and the god of sport.
There are two who have joined forces who stand against us. The new god of order... We don't know his name. He has bright, flashing eyes, long hair. He can crush our bodies, control our bodies. He wants to control our bodies, just as his previous version did. And he seems to allied himself with the god of sport, a man who covers half of his face with a mask, but has...
That also lets him look like whoever he wants to.
I don't know that.
Oh, no, you would have, because Doro would have said it, right?
I also was there.
Yeah, and Rena was there, too.
Yeah,
I'm sure one of them would have mentioned that.
I mentioned it because I had the fight with him or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Rena's responsible. She would have given you a full report.
Yeah. I have also have a vengeance thing with him, so it probably, comes out every once in a while.
Yeah. Half-masked son of a bitch.
Yeah, basically.
And there's the god of sport, who has stood against us as well. He is allied with this god of order. He... wears a half mask and hides his face, and yet can wear the faces of many.
Me looking at Para, being like, just like, I'm gonna fuck him up.
I'll burn him.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned, of course, Dudala, god of the astral plane, has dealt us badly in the past, but I still have faith that somehow in the end she'll be on our side. Because if I don't trust you, at least I can trust enlightened self-interest.
Do you anticipate meeting any of these people where we're going now?
No, but they've been following us. I know that at least the god of order and the god of sport have some way to track us.
And there are two there. There are Para would pull out the map. He's like, but there are also two. Like, one and two.
Oh,
because
and
they might
going.
Be there. Remember, we saw the lights. We saw the lights, and this is where we saw two of the lights, so they might be there. There's two that we don't know. And you point to the map, and like in northern Wessel, one of the lights would have shown up, and like kind of in mid Wessel, one of
the near Hogs.
There are two godlings somewhere in Wessel, and you don't know which ones
they are. I'm getting to that. But, but there are a number of godlings that we haven't yet met. But the most recent. I'm sorry for us being cautious when meeting you. It would be better to throw open my arms and say, be my best friend and sit at my table. But we've been burned in the past. We know we all have the power to destroy each other. We need to find a way to work together in order for us to continue to thrive and survive.
When you were like, be my best friend, Para kind of like squinted.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've been watching Para like hanging out and like working out with this new elf guy.
They're all shirtless and sweaty, hanging out with this dude.
It gets super hot down there in the building. We took our shirts off, Zion.
I
it was hot.
You too.
Right.
And like after every fight, of course you do a shoulder rub down.
Whoa.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm the only one that notices is squinting, though. We're still behind that door.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Zion, I've lived for over 100 years. I've trained in battle. I've trained in magic. I've studied more subjects than I can tell you. If you had welcomed me with open arms initially, I would have been more suspicious. I understand the way that you've treated me, and I do not blame you for it. And in fact, you've treated me exceptionally well. I would love to be a benefit to you and to your team. And I understand if you don't trust me now, but keep an open mind and maybe you'll trust me in the future.
All right.
I'm sold. I'm totally sold. Rena, are you sold? Mm-mm. All right.
It's just a nope.
Steelbeard, though, you know, is like kind of like up there and like kind of like looking over. Like Steelbeard looks like, oh, okay. Well, you know what? He makes a good point.
When he puts it that way.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, okay. From Zion's perspective, okay. From Michael's perspective, fuck this guy.
Like, yeah. 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 Like, well, yeah.
From Zion's perspective, yeah. He's like, you know, he really wants these other godlings, like, on his right. side, yeah. and, like, fighting for the same cause.
And, again, the God of War would be yeah. super helpful super in the helpful. Fight against
That's
chaos.
That's great. Yeah, let's get you on team.
Yep.
You know, I'm ready for the outfits, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Also, and you just saw a well-oiled team that, had Dudala not been on your side, would have caused you a huge amount of problems. So maybe being more of a strike team, like you saw the line, is probably a good idea.
Right.
Yeah, it all makes sense.
I feel like we need to develop a system for this, too. Like when, okay, here's a new one. You know, step one.
Like some sort of test.
Step right. two. Yeah. They run them through the things, and they end up proving themselves in some kind of way, and you're like, okay, obviously you're cool. Come on in.
Right. Well, this is why Zion needs Doro right now more than ever.
Yep.
But you're not there.
Yep. So. Speaking of which, so
because like you push people's yeah. buttons without them knowing, like you're a good like clearance because you just start going like, hey, hey,
how's
hey,
it going?
Hey.
Can and I ride on your like, head? Yeah. What's like this? Yeah. What's in your pockets?
And it's like you might not like me, but you're gonna have to have me around. And it's
yay!
Like,
can you swim? Let's go swimming. What?
When you get to the shore, are you guys just going to pull out rowboats as well? What are you gonna do?
Everyone, prepare your things. Haldir, if you could grab whatever items you might have with you. All right, everyone, let's go ashore.
So what do you have?
No, well, I mean, our stuff.
Right,
our
so that's all you've got. Right.
We're gearing up, but I'm going to like have Steelbeard turn himself into a cabin by the lake.
Oh, yeah, Steelbeard can totally do that. So as you guys are heading towards the shore, you know, Steelbeard calls everyone up to the deck. Oh, everyone, to the top of the deck, please. Single file. Single file. We've done this before.
No running, and no one's like even running. Right, everyone's no. just yeah. leisurely walking. Right. No running. Yep. Slow down.
So everyone else like goes to the top of the deck, stands in the center of it, and stands in kind of a spaced out line.
Basically saying, do you do it too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could stand behind us, please hold there.
There's like kind of space like right behind the mast.
I walk up and I stand behind.
All right. Everyone's here. Everyone accounted for. Good. Now, hold tight. And he starts towards the shoreline. His sails aren't up. He just is moving towards the shoreline. And there's like all this groaning and creaking of wood as the edges of the ship begin to fold away and the masts turn and then sink into the deck. And it keeps folding and unfolding until it's becoming elongated, this super long kind of canoe that's also lowering more towards the waterline. So then it becomes this very, very long, flat plank of wood, basically, that slides up to the shore, forms a bunch of posts underneath it, so it raises up a little bit, touches the edge of the shore, and you're all standing on a deck with a cabin off to the side.
Yeah, I bring two batteries with me. I leave four batteries behind inside of the hold. And I bring my steel ball and my anchor and my stick and
but everything else that makes me.
Yes.
Yay.
And all my things.
Para's got that fireproof chain shirt. He's got that brass chain shirt and he has his little magical short sword.
The toga? Doesn't he like the like
yeah,
the
it's
awesome
like
toga?
Whole toga thing yeah. that also doesn't burn because yeah. he's got two. Basically, he had to find clothing that wouldn't. That, you know, he could not burn off him. So he's got two things that he can wear, and that's pretty much it. So he's got his battle toga and his tunic, and he's all set.
He can just accessorize.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, you might have noticed that Zion and Para shared a room, but you haven't really noticed them being physical together until just now when, as they pull up, Zion moves over and kisses Para. Isn't it beautiful, babe?
It is. It really is. And he's like adjusting your like the straps on your backpack because they're not quite right. So he's kind of leaning in and fixing them for you. And he's like, yeah, it's, you know, it's going to be a nice day.
I think so. So that can be like an entrance for you to know, like a weakness. But
I file that into my...
Rena just walks by.
You know, file just, of things.
Actually, Rena tries to find Seaward by himself, and she says, is there any way for you to keep in touch with us? Like, could you get a hold? Like, if there was something wrong with you, could you talk to, like, Golden Barrel and then tell us that something's wrong? Like, and he could contact me?
Well, that's a little outside my power, but okay. I have an idea. And he would, like, take a leaf and kind of form it until it forms, like, a little, you know, rounded canopy. And he lets it go in the wind, and the wind carries it. And it kind of, like, you can see it being guided a bit. And then he guides it back down, and it lands in front of you. And on the underside is, hello, Rita. This is a message. I have sent you a message, and I believe this is a way that you and I can communicate.
Okay. And I go, swell. That's really awesome.
He just nods. Yeah. Excellent.
All right. I'll see you later, Stupid.
All right.
Send me messages if you get lonely. It's cool.
Okay. And then, like... like little kind of branches come out to give you a little hug.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Hug.
You'll be safe now.
I'll try.
And he gestures, and he's made you like this little pile of arrows, uh-huh. And they're all ironwood arrows. So they're all plus one magical quote unquote
yes.
arrows. So take 10 of those.
Woo. Thank you, Steve Beard.
All right. Seeing an abandoned ship and our,
well, not abandoned, like her crew's on it. Her crew's on the ship. She just took Joshua. So they're all there. Like, hey, hi, Zion, you know us. You've
and
met us several
horses.
Times before. Yeah, we all have names and everything.
Oh, it's those people again. Right. You're not dead yet? Right.
Not only do we have names, but Duro gave us nicknames. You really should know us.
All right, Potato, thank you. Vladimir.
Yes! Good to see you. We're just going to watch both ships. Well, not our ship. Like, we'll watch our ship, but we'll also watch the dock, which we clearly know is Steelbeard because we just watched it transform in front of us. But we'll watch both of them.
So anybody know how to get to Hogsfeet, babe? Do you know?
Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah. I mean, it's just right over. And like, he would just guide you guys like the quickest route there. While you're going over land, what have you been doing for the 2 days while you're preparing for Hogsfest?
While we're at the village setting
right.
up the festival.
Yeah, because
right?
there's like 2 days of setup. And like in the meantime, like Ella's invited you to stay with them. And they're in like, you know, a large room. And the hog is in the stables downstairs.
Well, if I stay with them, does Cyrena and Jazra stay with us too? Or
no.
It's just
no, they will stay with themselves.
They will stay wherever
they
are going to
stay.
They
will rent a place.
And I know
nice.
Where they're going to stay.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Let's say it's in the same building. Theirs is just on the, you know, they are on the nicer floors.
Okay. Yeah. That's fine. I just want to know be able to know where they are.
Totally.
So that night, Ella and I are, okay, would I give her dad the impression that everything's cool and I can stay
her dad knows everything about you. Her dad knows that not only did you save Ella's life, right?
Saved his life.
And the turtle's life. You also saved his life, and that she can't stop talking about how wonderful you are.
Awesome.
Plus, I mean, you're a halfling.
How old is she?
She now is like 12.
Totally weird, but
no,
it's kind of weird.
I mean, also 12 years old in this day and time.
This is different.
Very different, right? I mean, you're
so
yeah.
We bunk down together, and I basically unfurl this ridiculous parchment that I've penned up in like child's chicken scratch.
Sure.
I imagine she's entering some kind of contest.
Oh, yeah, she's absolutely
this is literally
some kind
a mirror
contest.
Of Turtle Fest.
Yeah, this is
so
basically Turtle Fest.
This time, I have Home Alone style created this plan about how we're going to win,
right?
And we're going to figure out who might win
yeah.
and make sure that they don't win.
Okay, well, I mean, there are a couple of events. There is one where, you know, someone rides one of the larger hogs. Right. And she doesn't have a racing hog. She has a beauty hog. So her hog's going to go into the best contest and try and win the best contest that Oliver got cheated out of, basically, in that version of it.
Right.
So there. But you are small enough that you could enter one of these hog riding contests because you'd be smaller.
Would I be
than,
riding her hog?
You'd be getting a race
thing.
Hog.
It would
yeah.
be something that they would give us.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And of course, Torvik isn't here.
Yep. You got to put in 20 gold to be able to ride a hog. But if you win, you get 20%. Of the pot. There's also
which is 19 gold.
Yeah. No, it's more.
Are we going to play this now?
No, I'm just setting it
so
up.
So I have time to try yep. and like okay.
There's also
okay, go ahead.
There's also pig wrestling where basically they release a pig into like a penned in area and you run out and try and tackle them and rope them and get them down, right?
Okay.
God, you really should just have Torvik for this whole thing.
I know.
Yeah,
he could really just have it laid
just
out.
Be like, pig, come here. And the pig just comes here and sit. And it sits and he just gets on it.
Yep.
I win!
Yeah, exactly. there is a pig in a poke where there's basically a big, huge, like round vat of water. And there's a bunch of pigs in there, and you have to run in and grab a pig out of the water and get them out and run them to your little pen. And the person who has the most pigs out of the water out of 10 wins. So like a bunch, you do it at once, right?
Okay.
And then there's just a bunch of different, you know, festivals like food, like
pie eating contest.
Yeah, it's,
you know, like
it's not like with the turtles where like you were celebrating getting the turtles out. Like this, like they're like they're on the menu. That's you know,
yeah.
This is all just eating pigs.
This is just like we're really good at producing pigs.
Yeah,
so the first three games are more just celebrating the pigs, whereas the rest of it's all about eating them.
Eating the pigs, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
And there's also like a couple side things. Like there's this one competition where it's a wrestling competition just between people, and every night the winner is the champion for the next round, and they get a bit of the pot
from the next match the next day,
and for as long as they can as they can stay in.
Okay All right. Is there a talent contest?
You know what, sure, there is a talent contest on the main stage in the main bar.
Gotta write a new song.
Yes, you do.
I already know the song I'm doing it
all
to
right
now,
excellent
too. No, but that's literally what we spend the 2 days doing.
You're getting prepped.
Is preparing for these little, like you said, the pig wrestling thing. I'm thinking some kind of like adhesive or something.
Right, sure.
Or something.
Or you can also use your friends because they'll be here by then. You
yes.
can use their help too.
Yeah,
you
see
know?
If I can figure out how, I guess Zion could like hold me to the pig or something. Or
you guys have been traveling overland. You traveled through the Moon Coast and down into Kandasa. Now you've joined the main road, and it is packed. There's wagons and people, and no one's being checked for papers or anything. They're all just being let in. So you guys are kind of walking this road, and Para has grown really quiet. And he's kind of like been just kind of looking down and just quietly walking along.
What's wrong, babe? Aren't you excited about going home?
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, well, it's just, I haven't seen my parents, and I haven't seen them since my brother died.
Right.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to tell. I don't even know if they know. They don't even know if I'm alive, Zion.
Well, I'm sure they're going to be very happy to see you.
I haven't seen my sister, and I haven't seen my, it's just, it's been a long time, and I'm just worried. That's all. I don't know what to tell them. Like, I don't know what to tell them.
Well, I'm here for you. If I can help in any way, I don't know how I can explain any better than you could.
He just kind of like walks over and like he grabs your hand and he leans in a bit and he pulls a little pebble out from his pocket and casts light on it. And it kind of glows and he holds it and it glows. He holds it. It's going to be okay. As long as you're here, it's going to be okay. Well, that's all I need. And he hands you this little glowing pebble.
It's beautiful.
Ugh. And so you guys
my
walk.
Eyes rolling in the back of my head.
Romance. Ugh.
Yeah, I know. Rena's in the back.
In reality, like Michael sakes. Is the least romantic person you'll meet. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's beautiful. Thank you.
Of course. He kind of leans in. Yeah. And they just walk. And like, they're really obvious. Like, this could not, like, you're just going to walk it along with Rena at this point in the back. And even though, like, maybe there's, like, no love lost, you kind of look at each other and be like, yeah, gross. young love.
Humans.
right.
Humans.
Exactly.
Jesus.
They're not even going to be around long enough. Why they even bother? It's like 12, 14 years, whatever it is. And so you guys head in and you arrive at the town of Hogsfest just as it's beginning
to. Hogsfeet.
Sorry, you arrive at the town of Hogsfeet just as the festivals are beginning. They've got bunting everywhere. There's big, huge wooden pigs up everywhere. Everyone's got a pig special for that week. Every single restaurant, every single inn. There's kids running around with little pig noses, and there's like big, huge, like kind of paper mache pigs on, you know, sticks that people are walking around in, and you know.
Rena's from living in the forest. She's a vegetarian, right? Like, what else?
I mean, if you choose to be, sure. You can hunt, but, you know, whatever you want, you know? Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure that she wasn't like, utterly disgusted by this.
Autumnal's definitely a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just, it's your own personal choice. But I mean, yeah, I mean, like, with it is weird. Like, yeah. I mean, they're like literally parading
Oinkers,
around.
Oinkers, no.
Yeah, I know. Like the whole thing is odd. And you probably have a different view of pigs in general.
I understand it's a festival, but like,
And you keep thinking you see Oinkers, like yeah. It's always out of the corner of your eye. Yeah. It's like,
there's a little trauma here.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's a little morbid for a pig festival, too. It's like a person festival that's paraded around corpses, you know?
It's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is. Or, like, images of, you know, people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, orcs are like, yum.
Yeah,
Haldir and I, yet again, humans.
And also, like, you know, Haldir, you're used to much more posh festivals.
I am generally disgusted by this entire event. By the commoners that are occasionally touching me when they walk by.
Oh, drunken. Drunken with, like, stumbling big around. Hacks of, like, ham, like, basically a whole ham hock.
It's disgusting. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah. They bite into it and grease flies out and gets on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need at least a wagon or like a carriage or something to separate me with walls.
Oi, oi, fancy lad, you want a ride? And it's like basically like a hand cart with like a shitty seat in it. Take you downtown, governor. Hey?
No way. What, and get fleas?
Oh, well, I mean, there's fleas on everything. Talks fest. Got fleas in the bed, got fleas outside.
Caitlin, can you find our friend Dora?
Oh, yeah. Hiya.
I catch her. Just right, get my body. Look, I trust fall.
She just walks up and, like, trust falls in your arms.
Oh, Caitlin. Oh, you feeling weak?
Like Caitlin's bad now.
So, so you and Ella are, like, in the main common room you've been hanging out in. There's a big table, and you guys have this sheet of paper, and you have drawn out these elaborate diagrams of how you're going to win and what you're going to do and how you're going to like exactly what corners you're going to take when you're racing these pigs. And then behind you, it's like, hey, Doro.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi. So we're here.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, and I tell her wherever this building is that I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Wait, hang on. And like you hear her kind of hum, and then she's like, I can see everything, and then she just boom vanishes.
She's a terrified child. Really scared.
That's great, like, Caitlin. She sonar you. Yeah. She was like, that one.
And then she just like pops up in your arms. She's like, oh yeah, they're like, oh they're there, and she points, and there's a, you know, a modest inn, you know, about 100 feet to the right.
Well, it appears our friends are here. Shall we?
Thank you for joining us for episode 85, Reunion. We have behind-the-scenes videos, early episode previews, original art, character sheets, as well as the same content from our sister show, Rise of the Demigods, and full audiobooks from Of Now and Then on patreon.com/Vardian. This support makes all of our shows possible, so come by and check us out. And we'll see you next time in the world of the Five Kingdoms. Next time on God's Fall.
I yell for Caitlin across the fucking pub, of
all
course.
Right.
Caitlin!
Yeah, hey.
Come here!
Okay, and she's pushing her way through. Excuse me. Hey, Doro.
All right, we have a race to win.
Yeah.
Can you put things to sleep at a distance?
And she kind of like looks across the bar, and there's like a really drunk guy, and she just kind of like, right, like points, and then he goes, foo-foo. Yeah.
I don't see what you did.
Oh,
because that guy was drunk.
Okay, well, like,
it was like,
well, she points to like another kind of drunk guy. And points like,
oh, you're knocking out drunk people.
Yeah.
Okay. Can
They're like pigs.
Can you do it to someone who's not inebriated?
And she turns and she looks right at Haldir for a second, and then like Haldir's just got this bitch death face on just in general. And then she finds like another kid and she's like, the kid dunk dunk.
Yeah.
Excellent. All right. Your job.
And a chicken, and a chicken, and a chicken, and a chicken.
Okay. Stop.
Can't wait for the next episode of God's Fall to come out? Then head on over to patreon.com/Vardian, where you can listen to episode 86 right now. That's patreon.com/Vardian.
This show was produced and edited by Dead Ghost Productions. Find out more about us and all the shows we make at deadghostpro.com.